You know, yesterday we talked about the wholesale number, the PPI. Today we get the CPI, the Consumer Price Index. And month over month, the headline number was down 0.2%. The core number that we make fun of sometimes is what you get when you take out energy and food, like you could really do that, was actually up 0.3%. Year over year, the big number was up 3.6%. The number, if you take out food and energy, up 1.6. So inflation, not a huge distraction, at least today. But what is a distraction to the market are these ongoing discussions or arguments or dissension among our, quote, leaders in Congress and the White House about the debt ceiling limit. And we do know that one of the things that we have to worry about is what our foreign lenders think, because we really couldn't finance these huge deficits and this huge level of debt if we couldn't sell our Treasury securities to other countries. And, of course, the biggest holder of those debt instruments is China. In fact, it's estimated that China holds about $1.15 trillion in Treasury securities. We also know that the credit rating agencies in the United States, Fitch, S&P, and Moody's, have been warning almost on a daily basis, warning that if we don't do something about our deficit and this debt ceiling crisis that's ticking loudly, August the 2nd is the deadline, that they're going to downgrade our credit rating. Well, how about this? A Chinese credit rating agency said this. I'm going to read exactly what they said. Quote, whether the U.S. Congress approves the deal to raise the country's debt ceiling or not, it can't improve the repayment ability of the U.S. It says, quote, the United States government is simply issuing new debt to repay old debt. So it seems that they get it actually better than our leaders do. Now, the market's going to open up at least some this morning, but unless it has a strong day, it's going to end up being a bad week overall for the market. But we've got some great earnings numbers that are out. Google revenue and net income up 36%. Their stock's up 10% in pre-market trading. Citigroup reporting really good numbers this morning. Their stock's up about 4%. And yesterday, J.P. Morgan reported really good numbers. But kind of on the local front, J.B. Hunt, one of our favorite companies to talk about, Arkansas company, great numbers, revenue up 22%, net income up 26%. And one of the segments that's performing incredibly well is their intermodal unit. Now, they got into the intermodal business. That's where they ship a lot of their trailers by rail and et cetera. They got into that long before it was popular, and now everyone's trying to make a real run into intermodal. And, of course, we have an intermodal facility that we're trying to develop here. And lastly, there's still a lot of cash out there. Carl Icahn, one of the big grain mailers of the previous decade, who has a private equity firm, has made an offer to buy Clorox for $10.2 billion in cash. So we'll see how that plays out.
Well, we finish up the first half of the month of July, John, and a lot of news you've brought us. What are you thinking of the second half?
Well, unless there's some resolution of this debt crisis here, the market's very distracted. And, of course, the other thing that is just as big, but it's kind of lost in all this, are everything that's going on in Europe. And it's not just Greece now. It's now also about Portugal and Belgium and Italy and et cetera. So we got a lot of headwinds for this market the second half of the year even.
All right, John. Thank you, sir.
Thank
Have
you.
A great weekend. That's John Taylor from Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Call John at 782-2527. That's 479-782-2527. Or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.